ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Wonderful evening, and tonight we will continue in this service where we left off on Sunday. We're talking about the family all through this month, and I pray that the Lord our God will continually strengthen and uphold every one of us. For those of us who are married, uphold our marriages. For those who are looking to be married one day, still uphold and help you to make your right decisions. And for those who don't want to get married, the Lord will also strengthen you through. God bless you. So we started off last week. I just want to do like a quick recap. We started on Sunday on the family, the subject of the family. And those four things that I mentioned, I want to quickly remind you of them. Number one, God believed and started the concept of the family. The concept of the family was God's initiative. And we saw that from Genesis 1:26. The fact that God says, let us means God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. They came in agreement and they created man. And later on, we saw how in Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, he said, it is not good for this man to be alone. He said, I will make a helper comparable with him. So God believed and started the concept of the family. And then secondly, God has a family in heaven and on the earth. The Bible talks about when God chooses to discipline, and he compares it to the earthly father. When earthly father discipline, they discipline for the benefit of the child. And then it's the same thing. And in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 9, it says, the God, the Father of all spirit. Thirdly, we said that God designed us to live in families. I mean, there are many social issues that we have today, but God's original intention for you and I is to live in families. Like I said last week, Sunday, that some people do not even know who their biological parents were. Some people, all their life, they lived with their maybe grandmothers, aunties, uncles, cousins. But hey, at the end of the day, the intention of God is still to put us in family. And I remember that I said that even some people who don't even have a home, even wherever they choose to live, among the people, God designed us. There is just something on the inside of us that wants to, it's like a relationship, want to develop a relationship. So God designed us to live in families. And Psalm 68 verse 6 confirmed that. It said, God is the one who set the outcast, the solitary, the one that seems to have been forgotten, he sets them in family. And lastly, we said that God has a model template for the family. He has a model template. And if there is anything that is wrong with any product naturally in our world, what we all do is to go back to the manufacturer's manual. And the Bible is the manual for living. The Bible answers all our questions that we may have. He answers questions about finances. He answers questions about the family. He answers questions about our career path. You have a need for divine direction. You have a need for victory in your life. You have a need for wealth creation. The Bible has the answer. So it's the same thing. Because God initiated the family, he also has a template. It was God's initiative. It wasn't even Adam. Genesis 2:18. It was God who said, "This man, it is not good. I need someone to relate with him in his mental realm, in his social realm, in his emotional realm, and even in his work. I need him to compare notes." So God started the whole idea of the family. And in Genesis 2:25, he says, "Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and shall be joined to his wife." I like to just take it further today. And I like to touch on the current issues. Things have changed in the last 50, 60, 70 years of the world. I gave definition last week, Sunday, about what a family should be. I want to just take it further. But before I take it further about the subject of the family, I want to talk on what I regard as the unknown dark side of the family in today's world. There is something that is going on all around us, and it is affecting the fabric of the family unit. I'm sure that by the time we go into the details of what I have here tonight, it will help us to be able to, we'll be able to pick one, two, three examples here and there about the happenings around us. Open your Bibles, please, with me tonight. I'm not talking about the subject of divorce yet. I will get to it. But I want to bring out a lesson or a word or a phrase, a sentence from Matthew chapter 9. I read all through the first 10 verses, and I will now concentrate on the things. But in context, this is what was asked Jesus one day. He said, "Now it came to pass that Jesus had finished this saying." So you asked yourself, what is that saying? If you flip back to chapter 18, it was talking about unforgiveness, the subject of love, and how, if we will not forgive, our Heavenly Father will not forgive us, but we must learn to forgive our brothers, our trespasses, because we will also still talk about this in the course of this teaching, how love and forgiveness is critical to our social life, to our social relationship, how it's critical to our spiritual life. So Jesus, he said, it came to pass when Jesus had finished these sayings, that he departed from Galilee and came to the region of Judea beyond the Jordan, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them there. There must be something attractive about the ministry of Jesus that multitude will always follow him. He said the Pharisees, verse 3, also came to him, testing him and saying to him, the Pharisees, they are not his followers, but they are like the critics of his ministry. So they came to him, testing him and saying to him, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for just any reason? Verse 4, he answered and said to them, have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female? And he said, for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So then they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate. And they said unto him, why then did Moses command to give us a certificate of divorce and to put her away? And he said to them, Moses, because of the hardness of your heart, permitted you to divorce your wife. But from the beginning, it was not so. But I said to you, whoever divorces his wife except for sexual immorality and marries another commits adultery. And whoever marries the one who is divorced commits adultery. His disciples said to him, if such is the case of the man with his wife, it is better not to marry. It was just in their natural sense that they got that answer. He's not saying that the family unit is not something in the heart of God. But like I said, I'm not talking about the subject of divorce. I'm going to get into that. I'm just talking about tonight that in the beginning, that's verse 8, it was not so. There are many things that we have witnessed in our world concerning relationship. Some family, they grapple with domestic violence. Other people is sibling rivalry. Other people is a negative effect of polygamy upon us. So there are many things. Other people are children abused. Other people in recent times, we have increase in rape. We have increase in the use of drugs and all that, which largely is something that takes their root from the family. So tonight, it's like this aspect is an unknown dark area. It's one of the things that has eroded the family life as we used to know it. And my thought tonight, which I want you to please hold on to, whatever we are seeing, maybe in the negative side of our relationship, let us understand that in the beginning, it was not so. Something went wrong. And in the last 50, 60 years of our lives that we've been trying to redefine so many things, it's as if the more we redefine, the more problems that we get into. So the family unit is generally perceived to be a place of warmth, a place of support. But in the 20th and the 21st century that we find ourselves, we have, people have discovered that family unit now are filled with children who most of the time they feel isolated, who most of the time they lack support. The initial support system that I described last week Sunday, which God intended for the family, is no more there. By the way, if you want to, this series will be posted on the YouTube, so you can follow it diligently, because my trail of thought will just go from one video to another, and at the end, we'll be able to tie our discussion together. So many people, children are noted. Even the way people handle children this day, even the way they are passed, maybe from grandparents, hand cousins, even where there is a resident father and mother, there are things that are breaking through the fabric of our family life, as it were, as a society, as a community. People have been exposed to violence, psychological damage, mental illness, drug intake, crime, and other vices while they were growing up in the last 50 to 60 years. Sometimes this sin have shaped the worldview of people, their mindset, the way they relate with themselves, and the way they relate with other people. There is a breakdown of what we can consider as law and order within the family unit, which by extension has affected the workplace. It has also affected our community living in neighborhoods. It has affected our society at large. In other words, the family unit has been challenged in the last 50 to 60 years. And in some cases, it has broken down. These incidences, they used to be things that were trivial at the onset. But in recent times, and the way the media, the social media, or rather the news media generally, has helped us to come to an awareness of this, it has actually increased in the recent times. Well, maybe largely due to the economic pressure, economic factor, things have literally changed. It used to be anathema, in other words, forbidden, to hear of children being raped, to hear of even women being raped, to hear that our society, our streets, they are not as safe as it was before. And you begin to think, so what is the plan of God? I read it from just where we read tonight. He said, in the beginning, it was not so. It's generally proven that 10% of children in the world, even at any given time, will have had, if not that they be raped, will have had things that has close to rape experiences. Domestic violence is now prevalent in today's society. And sometimes children are exposed to those things. In recent times, people are beginning to experience various age group or range. They are beginning to experience things like depression, suicidal thoughts, and even sometimes the act of that suicide or being murdered by another person. Things have changed. Can we talk about the family and work? Family and work were once regarded as a separate entities. In the time past, women are just linked to the home environment and men to the workplace. But the dynamics has changed. Because of the need for a dual income, because of the need to be able to meet our bills, men and women equally are the workplace, and sometimes at the expense of even raising the family that we seem to be working on their behalf, raising them becomes challenge. A lot of things in the family unit has become challenging. People find it very difficult to multitask. The father is working, the mother is working. So these are the rising challenges. And while they are work, trying to provide for the needs of their family fabric is also being touched. In recent times, and it's not just in recent times, but in this time of the pandemic, we have seen the case or the rise in domestic violence. We have seen that the home environment has become tense for too many people. As a matter of fact, if you ask me, I think the COVID-19 experience has revealed the weakness in our family unit and in our relationship generally. The amount of time spent working and the amount of time available for family growth has considerably increased. People work today for many reasons. And I know everybody needs to work, really. I'm not for job satisfaction. The fact that you are doing something worthwhile, it is very needful for us to work. To be able to earn money, it's very needful for us to work. Even the Bible says, he who will not work, let him not eat. The Bible says in Proverbs 22:29, when a man is diligent in his work, he will serve not mere men, he will serve king. So job satisfaction. And then company and friendship. People just work today and they grow to have friends and they later grow to maybe have companies and they go into partnership with people. So there is that joy. God created us to work. A potential to work is there. So when we have access or opportunity to work, we are actually maximizing such potential. And now, of course, for status and identity, and then for independence. Those are basic reasons why we work. But hey, work and family combined together has also become a social issue for us today. What is the function of the family? I just still want to push that further. It said, for this cause, a man shall leave his father, mother, and they shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Genesis 2:25. If you look at the whole concept of creation, you know that God created things. He made man in his own image. He created all the things. He put rivers there. He put all these benefit things that we are enjoying today, for example. He put our furniture in the trees, but he also made man to be the steward. And through our interaction, is able to help us to bring our chairs out of the trees, our clothing materials out of petroleum products, and so on and so on. We have beautiful houses around us today. So God created us to work. And that's why he says in Genesis 2:18, it is not good. God created it. Animals were there. He asked man to name the animal, but he said he has not found a helper comparable to man. He has not found someone that man can enjoy his spiritual life or spiritual heritage with, his emotional life, his psychological life, his mental life, and even his economic life, being someone who is productive. So God made a helper. So God is interested in the family. God wants man to work, but God does not want anything to now conflict with his responsibility as a family. What is the function of family? That's just what I want to just dwell on tonight. If you are writing, please write these things down. Number one, the family is a unit through which procreation takes place. It's a unit. This is just an acceptable fact. Except you are Mary, the mother of Jesus, whose birth was supernatural, It will take a man and a woman to come together to be able to produce a child. That is the order of God. So marriage sanctions sexual relationship, and sexual relationship leads to the establishment of a family unit. Secondly, the process of reproduction. I mean, there is a principle in Genesis 1:11. God created things to reproduce after his own kind. So the process of reproduction for man is institutionalized, is regulated and controlled in a family. In a family, no matter how you pray from now till tomorrow, your prayer cannot impregnate a woman. It has to be the coming of together of the man and the woman, and God has put the seed in the man's body, the release of that seed into the woman's body, and the woman receives it, we birth another life. That is the legal institutionalized forum. I know medicine has helped us today to be able to do IVF and all that, but it's still following that process which God has institutionalized. A child will always come from that smaller unit we call the family. Thirdly, family helps in propagation of human species. And then for the human race to continue, there has to be a family. I'm saying all this because I'm going somewhere. Because most of the problems that we have in our relationships, whether marital relationship, whether partnership relationship, whether work relationship, most of those problems need not be if we can basically understand why are we here, what is the purpose of the things God has given us to enjoy, the benefit, family is one of it. Once we can have the big understanding of it, we will minimize conflict, we will minimize things that put pressure on our family units. Fourthly, the family provides, it's a function, an individual with an identity. I mentioned it last week Sunday. None of us fell or fall from heaven. No, we didn't. We were born into this heart through a family. Mr. X and Mrs. X or Y came together to produce XY. So my name is Ayo Daniels. So Daniels and Grace chose to get married so many years ago, and by reason of their sexual intimacy within the context of their marriage, they have produced an offspring that is speaking to you tonight, named Ayo Daniels. So, the family provides an individual with an identity. I am a Daniels. Nothing changes that. I did not determine that, but the one who allowed me to be born determined that ahead of time. Fifthly, it is through the family that every family name is carried on from one generation to another. Because I am a male child, I will also give birth to a Daniel. So through me, generation after generation, if I have a male child, my male child also give birth to another male child, and so that generation continues. And like I said last week Sunday, if we can trace our genealogy, all of us, the 6.7 or 7 billion people, or 7.1, 7.2 billion people living on planet Earth today, we will trace our genealogy. I believe by the time we trace it, we will trace it back to Adam and Eve. Sixthly, the family is responsible for the production and upbringing of children. The family is responsible. The Bible says children are heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. So the family is responsible. The family is responsible. Even with all our advancement in science and all that, an egg must come in contact with a sperm or spermatoza, which is like representing the seed. And there must be a process of fertilization before we can have another human being. Seventh, the family is an important agent of socialization. Basic rules, norms, how to live in a community, how to live in a family. I mean, those first basic values are transmitted through the families. In families, when people understand their roles, that's when where they start to teach a child respect. That's when they teach a child how not to be stingy, how not to be selfish, how not to put to love, how to love, care for other people is within the family unit. That is where we all began our journey. The next one, the family is a great source of strength. Strength. Emotionally, psychologically, spiritually. The family is a source of strength. We call it, in the modern usage of word, it's our support system. There's just something about the family. Even when everybody gives up on you, the family unit doesn't give up. Even where people have what they regard as the black sheep of the family, there is still a soft spot in whoever is part of that family for their brother or for their sister who seems to be experiencing challenges at the time. The same thing, we are still coming because it's the same thing for the family of God, which is the church. So the family is a great source of strength. We will touch on that. Source of strength emotionally, psychologically, spiritually. The next one, the family, is the basis of division of labor. In every family, everybody has a duty. So you have the father who is, in kingdom family, the father is the priest, is the prophet, and the provider. The mother is the supporter, is the complementor, is a helper, comparable to the man to be able to fulfill that role. The children are there to learn, are there to be nurtured, are there to be cared for, so that the values that hold that family together can be transmitted to them, and they can also transmit it to the next generation. And lastly today, the family helps us to fulfill our recreational function. Before now, 50, 60 years ago, the family, all recreation are family-based. Family will gather during festivals, functions, family reunion, marriages, everything will bring the entire family together. But hey, maybe the dynamic is different nowadays. We have added to that. We take ourselves out for movies, for holidays, for dinners, for plays, for parties. We are still performing the social function within the family. I deliberately bring this back to us again today so that we can begin to look at things differently. People have trivialized the role of the family. There are school of thought, mindsets that are redefining family that are contrary to the things that I've mentioned today. The things I've mentioned today are actually things that are generally believed in every culture. That is the expectation of what the function of a family should be like. That's why our text today said, in the beginning, it was not so. So this series of teaching is to help us back and to begin to rethink, number one, about the values that we place on the family unit. Because I personally believe that if we can get it right in the family unit, we will have a better working relationship with people. Will we have better social relationship with other people? And if we choose to marry, will we have better relationship with our spouses and children? And even when we are not married, we are preparing to get married, it will help us in making up of our choices. And for those who have made mistakes in their relationship, it's also supposed to help us learn how not to do things, and then learn how to, relearn, so that you can be a better person. I believe generally, as we go through this series of teaching, one word is clear in our heart, that it will indeed be a season of restoration for everyone. Even if you are not experiencing challenges, but your relationship can get better. The Bible says in Proverbs 19:2, for a soul to be without knowledge, it is not good. In Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, he said, my own people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So I believe God is inspiring us to focus on these various things. And maybe one of the things in God's own family, which is the church, some of the things I've mentioned tonight, they are rather covered up. Domestic violence are not talked about. Children's rape and abuse are not talked about sometimes, except in recent times that we are beginning to get the media generally to give us an awareness that there are things around us that we need to be very careful the way we take care of our children. We need to be very careful about the various challenges of the environment and the impact on other people, and which has also led them to become violent, which has led them to become pedophiles in some cases, so that we can become aware. But hey, this is the family. The family is that place where we can help people to become better citizens in the society. I pray for restoration. I pray, even at this time, that peradventure we have any family that is experiencing challenges, the hand of God, the hand of the restoration hand of God will rest upon you. For family who are having challenges with their teenagers, pre-teenagers, or who are having with young adults, I pray that the heart of those children will be connected back to their father. And for those who are experiencing challenges, I don't know where your own family type is, we will get into that. The family types that are in, some are from polygamous, some are polygamous, some Mogany kind of relationship. Whatever yours is, I pray that God will give you peace in the midst of whatever storm, and there will be restoration to you. Father, thank you today. I pray with you in a while, and as we pray today, I want your hearts to be open. God has a design, a template for the family, which we can embrace, and it's proven, it's well tested, and it will help us to be able to become better people in our relationship. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for today's service. Thank you for your presence. Thank you because you are the Father of all spirit. Our spirits are yielded to you. Thank you for opening our eyes of understanding today about the role of the family in our lives.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,